adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Balls.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Ben, who plays Throden.
My character took bludgeoning damage to the kidneys, or you might say, nephrotic damage.
Boo. Kyle, who plays Urpax.
I really gotta come up with something new.
Something about kidney stones. Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
Ahoy hoy, darlings.
Matt, who plays Fennel.
Hi.
And Sean, who plays Lison.
I just got back from vacation and I don't have anything prepared.
That's valid. That's so valid. Hang on. Try to not sneeze. Okay, hang on.
Do it for the show. Make it the opening quote.
I can't. It's gone now. Oh, no.
Ooh. It'll be back in greater numbers.
Probably. We'll have to take like a 5-minute break or something. I don't know. So anyways, on the last episode of Tabletop Champions, Raquel and Throden went to go visit the soothsayer Magdala for some insight as to what happened with Aramel. Magdala was able to scry on Aramel and took them to a fortress in the Zergzar Spires. There, the team was able to see that he was being held prisoner, as well as other people that they don't recognize, except for maybe Raquel. She recognized a handful. There's a lot of in this episode already, shit. But the crew pressed forward to the Fallen Mage College to speak with Marcus. Upon arrival, they realized that the massive tower... seemed a little off, and somehow as they walked in, a security system had been activated. So to get to the top, they've had to go through a series of traps and trials to get there. They've still not quite reached the top yet, and that's where we're going to pick up. I deleted the room that you're in, but don't worry about it. It's okay. The last trap that you guys had encountered was, for some reason, you were able to see your reflections of different things, different perspectives from different people, and you were able to rise the platform to the top of the mirror at the top of the, like, the ceiling, and you broke the glass ceiling. Congratulations. And as the platform stops, you see that there's a door at the end of the hall. And I'm not going to draw it because we're just going to go have a great time tonight.
How long is this hallway?
It's like a short room. It's like a, I don't know, like a fucking 20-foot room, 20 by 20-foot room. I guess that's a pretty big room, isn't it? This is like, yeah, it's a 20 by 20 room, and then there's one door at the end of the room.
Well,
we should probably turn around.
Just go back home. All good.
Can I roll like a perception check and try to like go up to the door and try to hear stuff or see if there's anything I can like?
Yeah,
I want a perception check. Two things. One, I want to see if there's any sound on the other side of that door. And the other thing I'd like to do with my perception check, and you can tell me if this is a separate roll, I would like to see if the door is unlocked.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to do that by turning the handle. I'm going to do that with a lockpick.
Excuse me. Okay. Yeah. So go ahead and roll me first a perception check. And then I'll go ahead and let you roll an investigation check. Oh boy,
an 8.
You don't seem to hear anything behind the door.
And I'm proficient with thieves' tools, so can I instead... Actually, wait, hold on. They're the same goddamn roll, investigation and sleight of hand. It does not matter. Shit.
I believe...
Oh, well, ooh, it doesn't matter. Nice. I rolled very good. I got a 22.
Nice. Nice, 22. The door actually, as you're kind of fiddling with the lock a little bit, you deactivate something. It definitely wasn't a lock, but you think, maybe there's a trap that was linked up to this door and you deactivated it.
Sweet. And then probably too bold, I open the door.
You open the door and you are faced with a spiral staircase that leads up.
I brush a little dust off my shoulder and go, I think it's this way.
It's just a spiral staircase?
Yep, just a spiral staircase.
Marcus keeps this place pretty bland, if you ask me. Just a staircase, no books, no fireplace, no anything. It seems kind of boring.
Are you not counting the traps he just laid out in front of us?
Yeah, but see, he's sadistic, but he's boring.
I have to agree with Lisan. He's a little bit of a bore.
Raquel, maybe. Do you have any booze on you?
To be fair, I would keep the more interesting things past the part where people start to survive. Maybe it's going to get more interesting at the top of the staircase.
I don't know if I like that.
You want to go first?
Ace prefer beauty.
I will go first. That's fine.
Works for me.
Sean, did you ask me something?
Yes, Raquel, do you have any booze?
Darling does.
I left all of mine in the caravan, and yes, traps are exciting and all, but I could use a drink.
Oh, darling, I've always got a drink. And so I pull out two bottles of wine and I hand one to Lisan.
And I uncork it and drink it.
And I drink with
walking.
You.
It's our walk-in drink. One for the road. One for the road.
I love it.
All right.
So Throden leads the way.
I'll go behind.
And you're walking.
Throden. I'll follow Urpex.
Okay. And you're walking. And you're walking. You just keep fucking walking. And Throden, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Okay. I'm supposed to be good at those. 11.
You keep walking. And
can I?
It takes perception? Nope. It takes no, because he's leading. This is why this is important. And as you're walking, you realize you've been walking for a hot minute. And as you turn around to say something to the group, you hear a click. And all of the stairs go flat.
Oh no!
Dexterity checks.
Yeah. Only dexterity saving throws.
All of us.
Everyone.
Oh, dexterity saving throws.
These are not as good as my perception checks.
Oh.
21.
26.
Fucking failed. Oh my god.
Since I'm standing with Raquel, can I try and grab the scruff of her neck as I grab the railing? Like grab the her collar?
Yeah, I'll let you do it. Go ahead and do just a dex check.
Oh, I did saving throw. 8. I miss her.
You miss god. Her, Raquel.
I grab her drink instead.
Raquel, you go sliding back down to the bottom of the stairs and
How big of a staircase is it, by the way?
It's like 5 feet wide. It's narrow enough for only one person to be going at a time.
Can I guess I already failed, so I'm already falling. But can I do a thing to stop myself from falling?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I turn into a bat?
Yes, absolutely. So you turn into a bat, and just in time, and you're kind of flapping around, and you look behind you as Raquel's sliding down back to the base of the stairs.
Yeah, flutter, flutter,
shit.
Flutter.
Marcus has bats.
And I just want to fly up and sort of investigate the situation, see if there's.
You keep flying, Stephanie. You slide for about 30 feet, and then you hit the bottom, the landing. But Arpax, you keep flying, and you keep flying, and you keep flying, and flying, and flying. You try to look behind you. No one's moved.
Ah, okay.
It's one of those.
It's almost like you've done something similar to this before.
Now, if I turn around, so it's still, I've got my hand on the railing. Mm-hmm. What happens if I face down the stairs and pull my way up as I watch the ground? Because we've all kind of noticed now that we haven't really moved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean it looks... What do we see if, like, we see Batpax flying ahead of us? Is he just, like, not moving?
Yeah, it's like almost, like, flying into a visible wall, but there's, like, no force It's like he's flying in place almost.
I'm
sitting here flapping my hands and no one can see me, and this is very sad.
It's a real shame. So I flap a little longer, and then at a certain point I come down, and like the flapping all of a sudden starts to become really inelegant and larger and larger and larger, and then now Urbax is standing and he's kind of like flapping his arms like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Hey, it's a trap. But good news, I burned a fourth level spell slot to do.
Lauren, how far up this spiral staircase am I up like 5 feet? Because we haven't really moved.
Well, so surprisingly, you're up like 30 feet-ish, give or take, because Raquel did slide to the bottom, which was about 30 feet.
Actually, I'm going to let go of the railing and slide down with a whee!
Raquel, as you're getting up, Lisan slides into you. No, I'm kidding. You land back at the bottom. No problem.
Do the stairs reappear, or is it still just the...
Nope, they're still flat. They're still flat.
I just looked down and was like, should we walk backwards? Maybe that will make a difference.
Make sure you watch the ground when we walk up to see if we're even actually moving.
So, Lauren, can I see where, like, he was flying and wasn't getting any further?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Produce Flame and hurl it in that direction. Does it stop? Does it keep going?
What happened? So, whenever you hit it, you remember in, like, Mario in 64, whenever you hit a painting and it shimmers? Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep,
that's exactly what happens.
I mean, I was already picturing that staircase, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I may or may not have played Mario recently. But yeah, no, that's what happens to the wall, is it just kind of shimmers.
Did we feel any force there as we made our way up?
Surprisingly, no. It just felt like you were walking, like, for fucking ever.
Okay. Watch the ground and back my way up the stairs, holding the railing.
Yep.
Okay. It's flat, so you're going to have a hard time doing it because you're going back upwards on a slant. But I'll say that everyone's able to pick themselves up. And
I don't know what you're talking about. I never fell.
True, true, true. Two people technically did, but he turned into a bat. So, Lisan, you turn around, you start looking at the ground, and you start walking backwards. And you guys watch Lisan, and he actually disappears around the corner.
Well, that looks like an option.
It seems like the option, and I start to do the same thing.
Okay.
I follow Urpax.
Yep.
We all look like idiots, but we do it.
And you do. And Lisa, now that you're leading the group, you realize that you're actually making headway now, and instead of feeling like you're walking forever, you walk about 15-ish more feet, and your back hits solid wall. There's a solid thud, at least.
Hey, guys, there's a wall up here. We've reached a stopping point. Perhaps we should go.
Is there a door in this wall, or is this...
Is there a door in this wall, Lauren?
You turn around, and there's a door.
Oh, I lied. There is a door. We can keep going.
Oh. I didn't even think that was going to be a real answer.
You... Is it trapped?
I don't know. Let me see. And I turn the knob.
Right. You turn the knob and nothing happens.
There is no trap. Does the door open?
You push the door open. Or do you push the door open?
Yeah, I push the door open.
Nothing happens.
So it doesn't open.
Sorry. Let me try that again. No trap goes off, but it opens into a big circular room.
Yep, there's the room up here, guys. I lied to you. I'm sorry. We can keep going.
Bad DM direction. Sorry, Sean.
That's okay.
And as you look into the room, you find yourself in a massive circular room. It's like 30 feet wide, and the walls reach up to about 50 feet. There's there's actually a massive banquet table in the middle, and it's filled with food. And you look around, and at first it's confusing because you don't see a door anywhere.
Are there any of my favorite foods on this table?
Probably. Go take a look, Sean.
Is there a cactus with scorpions on it?
No, there's definitely not a cactus with scorpions on it.
they have, it's okay food. It's not great, but there's a table here with a bunch of food. I'm going to sit down at the head of the table, reach out for a hock of mutton.
Okay.
And just start mowing down.
Make me a wisdom saving throw.
Five. Yeah.
This is the best food you have ever tasted, and you have to eat all of it.
There's some, it's like, there's a labyrinth, and the pan is in it. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
Is there anything vegetarian there?
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff up here. There's vegetarian food and all sorts of things.
Lauren, is there wine on the table?
There absolutely is wine on this table.
As Lisan guzzles down a massive my glass one of weakness. Wine.
I know.
It's like when you, by the time you guys get up there, it's like the movie Seven with that big guy that's eating all the spaghetti at the table. Yeah, the glutton. There's just like blood from the mutton and wine drizzling down my chin as you like look into the room. I'm just like grabbing food and just getting after it.
Darling, how is the wine?
It's delicious. Come get some.
Of course. Lauren, and so I run and grab a bottle of wine.
Make me a wisdom saving throw, Stephanie.
Perfect. I can't.
Just a second, Matt. Sorry.
Yep. Wait. Oh my God, a four.
This is the most delectable wine you have ever tasted. You have to drink all of it and eat all the food.
Oh, yes, but I'm Matthew. On a diet. Like, no.
No, you're not. Not right now. You're not, okay. Baby.
So, all
right. What's up, Matthew?
When Lison's grabbing food, did I notice like any change? Like, is it like one of those things, like if he's grabbing some mutton, does the mutton look like there's less mutton, or is it?
Make a perception check.
Yeah, I would also
like
to sort of investigate the food.
Nine.
No, actually, it seems to be like he grabs a piece of mutton and it magically reappears on the plate. Another piece reappears on the plate.
Okay, that's kind of suspicious there.
It's like a never-ending buffet, as I continue to just eat.
What would it be to do like a magical investigation? Basically, I'm just trying to get a good understanding of this. I'm going to poke at it. The standard walk over, poke at it with a stick.
Yeah, give me an Arcana check, my dude.
Ooh. 22.
22, nice. Sexy, okay. So this is some sort of enchantment magic. You're not quite sure what its goal is, but you can definitely tell that there's enchantment on it, and those who seem to touch the food seem to be drawn in by it.
I grab Raquel's bottle of wine, as well as the one that reappeared after she grabbed that one.
Is there any sort of strong alcohol on the table?
I mean, there seems to be like bottles of wine and stuff, but not like are you looking for like hard liquor or like?
I'm looking for the easiest way to set the table on fire.
The grain alcohol. Done.
So are there candles on it and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a small little, it's not a candelabra, it's like a little candlestick. I don't know why I forgot the name of it, but that thing.
I'm going to turn to Throden and Fennel and say, I'm pretty sure something's messed up with the food. I'm going to try a thing, and I'm going to take a candlestick, and I'm going to try to like light the tablecloth on fire.
No, don't do that. It's
no, I think we need to.
Try the food.
No, I think this is the better plan.
I'm going to try and grab the candlestick from him. I don't want him to
make competing strength athletics checks.
Oh boy. Let's see. Athletics? 15. No, that's bad. What about acrobatics? We could say I'm acrobatic. I'm nimble. I'm pulling it away.
You know what?
For a quote unquote old man.
For a grapple, the aggressor has to do the strength, but can't the one who's trying to escape do
acrobatics? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's not too far out of the realm.
Yeah, I'm not like making that shit up, right? Okay.
19. I'm a wily old man.
I was totally gonna take a. I was totally gonna take a bite of the candle if I got it.
So now I'm kind of just like running around the table and lighting that tablecloth in different spots, like over and over.
And Lisan is following behind trying to put the fires out.
Oh my god, this is a mess.
You told me it's the best food I've ever eaten. I'm not going to let this
go. It's the best food you've ever... No, absolutely.
I'm going to fight him too.
Can I like look around the room outside this table? Like, is there...
Yeah, make a perception check.
Oh god.
Just like if you guys could solve this while Lisan and Raquel just chase her pecs around the table.
Yes, 20. Okay. You're looking around and this is a really tall room. You're not really sure why it's so tall. And you kind of start looking at the walls and you see at the very top in one of the northern corners, there actually looks like a trap door at the top with a little rope dangling.
Hmm.
But it's like 50 feet off the ground.
Hmm. Is there like anything to climb to reach that rope?
You don't think anything's gonna be tall enough for it to climb.
I'd be like, Throden, do you have anything that could reach that rope? Like, or maybe something that will make that rope larger or something? I don't really know too many magics outside of what I was able to use.
I may have something. So does this work, Lauren?
I fucking forgot I gave that to you.
Well done, Ben.
Let me see.
You could grow a tree here, so yes.
That's what I was going to say. Is I have the staff of the woodlands. Can I grow a tree?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
That was one of the wild's tricks. Just like, hey, I'm going to grow a tree here.
One charge
to a healthy tree. The tree is 60 feet tall. Absolute. Damn, I should have made this place 65 feet
tall. Well, to be fair, we are also, you know, probably at least 5 feet tall. So, you know.
That's valid. That's you got there anyways. So, yeah, you can grow a tree if you so desire.
Yeah, Throden will grow a tree like right next to that trap door.
I turn to Throden and go, well, shit, when did you learn how to do that?
Did the tree disturb the table at all?
Do what?
Did the tree disturb the table at all?
Surprisingly, no.
Still just eating. Still following our packs.
Still lighting it on fire and running.
Like, literally, as I'm going around putting stuff out, I'm grabbing a different piece, taking a bite, throwing it back on the table, grabbing another bite, throwing it back on the table, just as I'm running around the table, following our packs.
Yeah, and each time you throw it down, it just, like, replenishes.
The fire has done nothing, I'm assuming.
And no, because Lisan's going around behind you, patting it out.
Oh,
fair. He's going around patting it out with the meat.
So
I'm not going to sully this meat with fire. And plus, it just replenishes. Like, I'm wasting all of the food.
So as soon as that tree's finishing growing, it's like, ah, perfect. And I start climbing.
Cool. And you climb up, and you're able to get to the trap door, and you pull it down, or do you pull it down?
Can I, like, look around and see if there's anything that might be resembling a trap?
Yeah, make me, investigation check, right?
Yeah. Ooh. 14? Yeah.
You see a table there full of food.
There's a table. The only trap here is the food. No, there doesn't seem to be, it doesn't seem to be trapped.
So, would you say if there was a cake, the cake is a lie?
The cake would definitely be a lie.
Alright, so I open the door.
Okay, and like that, Lisan, Raquel, the food actually doesn't taste that good anymore.
It's gone bad. We waited too long, you guys missed your chance.
Can I burn it now?
Sure, I'm full. Do I still feel full?
Yeah, you still feel full. Like, it doesn't seem like it. It was just more of a red herring more than anything else.
I proceed with setting the table on fire regardless.
Delightful. And it kind of smolders a little bit. It's hard to set something on fire when there's, like, moistness to it. You know what I mean? But you do burn up the tablecloth.
Are there, like, figs and stuff? Some dried fruit? Something that would stay, like, in a pack, i.e. a ration?
You're going to fill your ration with tainted food?
It's not tainted. She just said it doesn't taste as good as it did.
Okay.
I'm just going to take food where I can get it. You know what I mean? If there's food here and we've been going through the mountains, I'm going to replenish my rations.
I look down at the table. It's like, the fruits and veggies probably weren't as fresh as we would hope.
But yeah, you can ration up here if you like.
Yeah, I'll just fill my rations.
I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna skip rationing up on the.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take all the wine.
Is there no such thing as bad wine for Raquel?
Absolutely
hey, Lauren.
Not.
Are they bottles of wine?
They're actually like pitchers, is what I was gonna say.
Okay, because I was gonna ask what the label looked like or what like make it was and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't really tell because it's in a pitcher. Stuff. You're gonna have to go box. Cup.
To go cup. Or, yeah.
To go Raquel, box your wine.
Raquel and I grab roadies.
Yes, done.
Yeah, does the wine have a cork, a screw top, or a spout?
It's a spout.
It's a box wine.
Yep.
It's a box, right. Box wine. Absolutely.
By Franzia. Marcus knows what's up.
That's amazing.
So Fennella's at the top of this tree.
Is there like a ladder that comes out of this?
Yes, yeah, so whenever you pull it down. No, actually, there's not a ladder.
So we gotta climb.
There's a rope though.
It was like a rope to the trap door that you had to pull down.
Okay, gotcha.
So we had to like grab onto the flooring and like climb over.
Yep.
I was like, okay, and I climb in.
You climb in. Is everyone else following?
Yep. Bottle sure. of wine in hand. I'm climbing a tree.
Yep. That's just sounds bad right there.
All right. I'm gonna have to destroy this beautiful drawing.
I'm still drawing. Okay, that's good.
Oh. Do you want me to move it to another map? Nope. Yes, I will for you.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Sorry, baby. I'm going to delete it now. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay. So, that was almost bad. So you get to the top of the... You pull everyone up from the trap door. And you find yourself standing in a massive... Hold on. Let me get this... I've got this lair shit down, kids.
Oh, hey, look. There's shit here.
There's things in this room.
I see lots of books.
I see a big thing here.
Yeah.
You do see a big thing. So as you guys walk in, you find yourselves in a massive library. Urpax, you've seen this library before. You know what library this is. You see a massive creature standing in the middle of the room, and it looks, for all intents and purposes, mechanical. And there's pieces hanging out from the back of the creature and hanging down and not moving.
Where are we in the room?
I think we are where we are, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Raquel's right
except
behind
for Raquel.
It.
Except for Raquel, who has not moved herself to the other side.
Nope, I have not. I did bad. Hold on.
There, look, Stephanie, Jesus.
No, I'm not going to play D&D well. Not going to do it.
Is there any rhyme or reason to the books as I look at a couple bookshelves? Is it like, would I deduce like a Dewey Decimal System, or is it alphabetical? Or is it...
Jesus, Sean.
Sections, fiction, nonfiction, romance.
It's kind of, he's definitely got an erotic kind of romance. No. There doesn't seem to be any organization to this whatsoever. It's like they're definitely stacked up, but there's also books scattered out everywhere. There's a massive desk in the back right corner, and then off to the side, let me get my nifty handy dandy drawing thing out. There's a window over here. Bop! And it actually looks like it is cracked open. So
there's a cracked open window?
Mm-hmm.
I look out the window.
Okay, so go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Is this thing doing anything? Like, is it just standing there?
It is just standing there.
I am proceeding. I've been slowly proceeding closer and closer to the automaton.
Yeah, so am I. This is like, I'm right behind Urpax just in case something happens.
Yeah, so you get closer and closer and it does not come to life.
I get close enough to poke it with my stick.
You poke it with your stick, and there's a soft think as you just poke it.
What is that?
I rolled a 9. Do I see anything out the window?
No, you're kind of like looking out and around the window, and you don't see anything.
Like, no scenery, it's just black?
Well, I mean, there's the night when you do see, like, the scenery outside, but you don't see, like, anyone or anything out there.
Okay. How high up does it look like we are?
You're pretty fucking high up there, my dude. It's like, I don't know, hella high.
Can I crack the window open?
Oh, yeah. The window's already cracked open. It's not like going to blow you back or anything.
I'm just going to take a copper piece and toss it out the window.
Okay.
Just because the illusion magic we saw earlier, I want to make sure that this is actually like outdoors.
Yeah, it pitters onto the ground. You kind of hear even then it's a small coin landing into the...
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd hear it, but I do see it go down.
You see it go down, yeah.
Well, it's all dark out, so you only see it for like 60 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Benjamin.
Hello? I'm here.
There's no...
I made it.
Who are you yelling for?
I thwacked the robot in front of me with my stick.
Ooh. Mm.
Hey, like a real good hit.
There is a loud metallic echo ringing coming from it, but nothing else happens.
What does it look like? Is it like humanoid? Does it look like this weird robot thing?
It looks like this weird robot thing. It stands about 9-ish to 10-ish.
So no discernible like facial features.
It does have like it looks like it has eyes, but it doesn't, and like maybe a mouth, but it doesn't look like it would really move. It's silver and gold, it's silver metallic creature with like gold furnishings around it. And it does have like a sword in one hand and a dagger in the other.
Let's see here. So if I'm looking at the arms and stuff, so it has a sword and a dagger. Do I have a way to remove those?
They look like they're a part of the creature. Like you would have to like cut off the whole arm itself.
I would actually like to attempt to try and start breaking the weapons off.
I'd be like, okay. I ask out loud, like, do you think maybe this Marcus person built the thing, or?
I don't know, but this place is full of traps, and when this thing comes to life, it's probably better that it is not armed.
Make me investigation, Lisan. Investigation check.
Crit fail.
Okay, cool. Tight. You're struggling with it, but you start trying to dismantle this automaton, essentially, starting with the arms. And with your thieves' tools, maybe.
I don't have thieves' tools.
Oh, that's right. You don't. It was Urpax that had it. So it's going to be hard to do. It's going to take a lot of brute force, probably.
Fennel, can you come help me with your wiry, taut, muscular arms? Sorry, not trying to come on to you. I just can't help but notice.
I suppose, but...
I promise I'm not trying to come on to you, but you gotta call a spade, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but wouldn't this be considered stealing, and aren't we trying to get...
No, we can leave it here, I don't want to take it, but would you not agree that this place has been trapped, and when this thing comes to life in some sort of, we didn't expect that fashion, it would be better if it did not have weapons, correct?
You have a point, and I go over and help Lisan take this thing apart.
While they're hammering on that robot for a while, can I go over to the desk and start fiddling through and start seeing what's on the desk and reading the papers and all sorts of stuff?
Absolutely. Go ahead and make me an investigation roll.
Sure. Let's click button.
And 21. Hey, Lauren, while he's doing that, can Throden try and get his staff back?
We'll come back to that one. But yes, so I'm curious as to how. Urpax, you're looking at his desk and there's notes strewn out everywhere. But the thing that catches your eye is the hag grimoire that you guys first found. And it's flayed out. It's churned through all the different pages and there's a notebook next to it with detailed notes describing how...
The one we had?
Yeah, that you guys gave to CeeLo.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep. So, and in notes, he's got them differently scratched out, but there's something about Krizakith equals one true god, ? And then there's also the poem that was written, to summon the night, mortal god blood must spill from the mighty dagger that has aimed to kill. When the stone set has been complete, he will then rise to his feet. His shadowed fingers will stretch wide and consume all those inside. And so there's that one written out several times, and there's different notes saying, like, there's a circle around Mighty Dagger, ? And then there's notes about the stone set, and there's question marks about that. And he has different theories as to what they could be and what is causing them and why he's collecting them. And there's a bunch of different research notes that he also depicts, and they're talking about trials and research. And somehow the hags managed to take souls from other planes and bind them to different creations, to different trinkets. And then he's got notes. So that's the first set of notes that you find.
I can hear the smile. I can hear the smile in your voice. I've figured a thing or two out.
As a super quick aside, can you paste that poem that you read into podcast notes?
Happily. Give me a hot second, my dudes.
Awesome, because I would love to pretend that I wrote it down without having to actually write it down.
No, it's fair. Give me a hot
second. Sounds like you might have it ready. Either that or you've got a fucking rock solid memory.
I'm going to stay silent because this is the most difficult, like, this is the hardest I've tried not to metagame the whole time because I'm like, I think I figured something out.
Oh, you're the only one.
Like, Sean figured something out. Lison has not. No. How are we doing on the arm stuff?
Go ahead and both of you, or since Fenella's helping you, one of you can roll. How are you trying to take this arm off? Are you trying to, like, take out bolts? Are you going to just rip the damn arm off?
I've got a decent intelligence, so I think that Fennel's brute force, he would be the one ripping. I would be the one, like, analyzing the component. Okay. Unless you're really smart, too. I don't know what your intelligence
is. So,
I have a plus one to intelligence, but I think what it is like, I'm trying to find, like, through the use of wisdom, trying to, like, find the weak points and, like,
yeah, we're using multiple of our skills here.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So with Lison's guidance of, okay, here's where I think weak point is, Fennel, you can go ahead and roll me a strength check at advantage.
Okay.
Excuse me.
17.
You have advantage, baby. You got this. What was it?
17.
17. There's a loud thunk, and the arm moved, but it's not out of the socket yet.
Can I look at the exposed, like, whatever would be in their mechanical components and notice if there's any, because it moved, so it looks like we're on to, like, phase two of removing a portion.
You kind of, like, look in there. Hold on.
Da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, this is probably way outside the realm of what you had planned, but I do not want to risk it.
No, you're fine.
I also
you're
would
fine.
Like to keep this arm intact because we're totally leaving it here.
Absolutely.
Just immobile.
Yes, super immobile. Son of a bitch, hold on a second, I messed up. So you look inside, kind of like look at the arm, and you can see that there's metallic, like, junctions, but there's also, like, cords and copper wire of some variety. You're not sure, you've never really seen it before, like, in the arm.
Okay, I'm just going to continue analyzing it, maybe try and cut a wire here or there.
So you say we can see exposed wiring and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. You wouldn't know what, we would know it as wiring, you just see, like,
odd cordage.
Yes, but are you saying there's, like, an opening into this strange body for us?
Not like a giant opening, but
we're working on the arm, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I picture as what we're doing is the wrist has been separated a little bit, it's slid out. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, the weapon has slid out from the wrist, and now we see different connections in there.
Well,
odd cordage.
I was thinking is maybe use the cantrip thorn whip to, like, have thorns, like, grow into this opening and, like, maybe jam up the thing.
Let's drop that spell real fast because I'm not 100% sure if that's going to work, love. Oh, God. Excuse me. This sniffling. This is.
I figured, like, I somehow, like, have it, like, grow into it or something like that.
Make me just to do this, go ahead and make me a wisdom check.
Okay.
Enhance ability on Fennel. As I'm, like, supporting the arm to keep the cordage there, I'm gonna cast enhance ability on Fennel.
You guys are so fucking diligent. It's so fucking awesome. Okay.
Sorry. 20?
No, you're fine. 20. Yeah, so you're able to, even though you're new with these spells, you're able to shoot out your thorn whip and wrap around the cords. That's what you wanted to do, right?
Yeah, it's like make it to where you just like can't move it.
Yeah. And you're able to weave your thorns in between the cords and prevent it from functioning, essentially. So you've deactivated that arm, we'll say.
I look at Lisa and I was like, do you think that might work?
Yes, but we have another one. And I look at the other arm, which also has weapon, I'm guessing.
It does. But real fast, we're going to go back to Urpax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Urpax, you also find notes about set of gems. You see yellow gem. He just has this written out. And like in color coordination, mm-hmm. It's really anal. It's really interesting. But it has yellow gem, green gem, clear gem, ? Orange gem, and purple gem.
Lauren?
Yes?
I would like to give you inspiration in the other campaign for doing your homework.
Woo! Not that I just looked this up or anything.
Okay.
I've done a lot of homework, okay? You see notes in... It depicts, are these enhancement gems for magic? And then there's other notes kind of written out to the side, but it just doesn't make sense. And it's basically questioning what order do these need to go in. And he has them like written out in different settings. And then he circles back to the knife and he's like, whose knife? And there's a bunch of different notes that depict that. And as you're kind of like looking even more at the desk, at the different scattered notes, there's notes about, there's just a journal labeled Krizakith. And it's closed shut.
I open it.
You open it. Okay.
Do I get sucked into a notebook where I die?
You get sucked into a notebook.
Does he see sheep?
Yeah.
You're the bleating of sheep.
Like, I know I shouldn't just open a book with the most evil person's name written on it. But like,
no,
I kind of gotta, right?
Exactly. This is a lore heavy episode, my dude.
I've got goosebumps right now, Lauren. You're doing a very good job.
Thank you. This is a lot of stuff happening. I'm so excited.
There's a lot happening right now.
There is. So you open the book. It says, Krizakith, the all-seeing, the true god. And then there's like little bullet points. And the first bullet point is, all the drow have converted to Krizakith. They know him as the true god. And then there's another bullet point. Krizakith cult in Nudolodon. And then there's another bullet point. The hags are responsible for the darkness. And then there's an equal sign next to it. Stones. Okay. Then it goes to Krizakith. Nothing much is known. He must consume all. Possible destroyer of gods? ? Possible destroyer of universe? ? And it looks like he's getting ready to write something else. Like it starts off with he is, and then it just dies off immediately.
Hmm. Is that the last note?
That's the last note in there.
Okay.
How are Fennel and I doing on that other arm?
Go ahead and roll me a strength check again what do you want to do? The same thing? Like
same thing. I'd imagine it's thing? Probably mirrored components.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So go ahead and roll me that strength check at advantage.
10.
You're struggling with this arm, man. You are hardcore struggling with this arm.
This is a strange metal. I've never seen this type before.
Hold on, let me try. I'm going to, I'm going to cast identify. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. I'm just going to try and make, no, I did the help action, so I can't really assist.
No.
Okay.
So you guys are just struggling with it.
Yeah. We're just struggling with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Throden, how are you getting back your wand, your staff?
So Throden's going to like look around. Is there anything like solid attached to the ground over in here? Because I have rope.
Make a perception check.
12.
No, you don't see anything. It's just a bunch of books and a bunch of quills. Paper strewn out everywhere.
Do I see him like looking around since we're kind of puzzling at this?
I'm going to say no because you guys have been working on this for a while and Throden is just starting, I guess.
Hey, Erpax, do you want to take another look at this other arm? We need to disarm this thing.
I'm busy.
What are you busy with? What could possibly be more important right now than an ominous metallic figure in the middle of the room?
I'm reading about the devil.
I look at Lisa and I was like, that seems a little more important.
The devil?
Hey, Krizakis, I'm reading a book about all the most evil things in the world and maybe how to defeat them. It's way more interesting.
You found a book about Krizakis here?
I mean, I'm reading all of Marcus's notes. Yeah, it's way more interesting.
I go stop and go over and Nope. I get your concern. I immediately go over and look at the book. Considering I did eat a drow heart trying to figure out more about Krizakis, I think that I would find that more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I show you a book labeled Krizakis. Turns out, here's the thing you might want to look at.
So I read all the things that he read. I don't see anything different, I'm guessing.
No.
No, I didn't steal a penny pages away or anything.
How does he have all this information?
He's smart, and he has a lot of books.
Where is he? Is there another door in this room anywhere, Lauren?
No, it just seems that that is the one door. But, Ferdin, I'm curious, how are you getting back?
So, if they're not using messing around with the metal thing right now, Throden's going to go over, drag it over to the trap door, tie a rope around, and climb down.
Make me a strength check, because this bad boy's heavy.
All right.
Are you going to assist him, Fennel, or are you just going to watch him struggle?
21.
Oh, he's a strong boy. He's a strong lizard boy. You guys are so enraptured in the book that you're actually surprised when you hear a loud scraping of metal across stone, and you look behind you, and Throden is pulling this creature behind him.
Good job. Just throw that down the hole.
Yeah, and Fennel's just like watching him like slowly like scrape it along the floor, just like.
He's actually, you know, he's not going super slow. He's not going, like, he's not running around with it by any means. But he's going faster than you thought a lizard folk could.
Hold on, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Real quick, did I look at the other book as well?
I mean, I didn't hide it from you.
Yeah, because I've gone through that and looked through both of them. And there's two things. One that I'm not going to metagame, but specifically the point where it says you can attach souls to inanimate objects.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say, wait, don't push that thing down yet. And I wanna walk over to the automaton and I cast identify.
Okie dokie. Excuse me, Jesus.
And you ripped his arms off.
Good job, guys. Spell
to do it instantaneously.
Who has mend? Put it back
together. I'd like to learn what I can about it. Spells are affecting the item, what they are, if it was created by a spell, and you learn what spell created it, etc., etc., etc. What do I learn about this thing? The last line also might pertain if you instead touch a creature throughout the casting. So it depends on what the properties of this thing are. So Lauren, do I learn anything about this automaton?
So you learn that this is definitely a magically imbued creature. You think that maybe there is a soul attached to it, no, that's the wrong word. Scratch that. Take two. This is definitely a magical creature. whether a soul is attached to it or not is actually a different story. But it does come to life by magic. However, you're kind of noticing that there's a bit of disconnect. And for some reason, something's not working and it's not coming to life. You're not sure if there's just a trigger that's being missed or what, but it's currently not.
Investigation on it to see if there's anything that we've missed, because we've been focusing on the arms. I'd like to specifically look for a magical on switch.
Yeah.
Crit.
Go ahead and roll me. Oh, shit, son. you're kind of looking around, and you're like, there's got to be something. There's got to be a way to trigger him. And you actually look to the back, and there seems to be something, like a little square divot in his back. And it looks like it should hold something, but there's currently nothing there.
So it's square?
Yeah, it's like a square divot. Like something would go in there, square. Like a chip. I don't know how else to say it. in okay. fantasy terms.
This appears to be missing something. Look around. I think this could be important to finding out more of what is going on here. We're missing something square about the size of an apple. Probably somewhat flat is what it looks like.
So should we all roll investigation checks or something?
Probably.
Yes. Okay. I'm not helpful. 7.
19.
I'm trying, but 14. For once, Erpax is earnestly helping. This is something he's actually interested in.
Since people are finding things, I'm going to start singing a song like to Raquel to bardic inspiration her as she's looking, since we're not finding anything.
Thurston is going to tie a rope around the mechanical thing and start climbing down.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your thing. But I didn't want you. I thought you were going to throw. I out of character, knew you were going to use it as an anchor point, but I, Lisan, thought you were going to throw it down the hole.
Yeah, no,
I wanted to look at it before you did so.
That's fair. Raquel, are you going to look for this thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you want a perception check?
Investigation.
Sorry.
Yeah. Plus a D6.
Plus, okay, so I'm going to fucking need it, apparently. All right, so a 15.
Okay.
And I had a 19.
Yeah, you're good. So as you guys are looking around, you're having issues finding anything. Third, in the meantime, is dragging him back to the edge to get his wand.
Just make sure he doesn't go down there. We probably still need him.
And it's actually about that time where you hear a trap go off in the corner close to the window. And as you guys turn to look, you see that a rope comes up and pulls someone like by the foot up, and they're hanging from the ceiling upside down. And it is an albino tiefling with bright orange hair and orange eyes. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Warren.
What? Wait a minute.
What?
Fuck. All right. Oh,
I don't want this episode to end.
No.
Shit. That was a lot of stuff for one episode.
That was a lot of stuff.
Oh, we're getting into it, baby.
Oh man, hey, these last few have been really good, by the way. Just
yeah. Thank you.
Just like a guy who's been playing in them. Hey, fun stuff.
Top tier stuff.
I guess let's see. We haven't done one of these in a while, so let's do like an actual like, hey, here's the things you can reach us out on.
I forgot
on.
How to do them.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So you can email us at I think I'm gonna retire Turtle. part of me wants to never let turtle.fyi die. Let's be honest. The other part of me transferred a bunch of things that broke all of the turtle.fyi redirect URLs. And I'm just going to admit, it's okay. Turtle.fyi goes to tabletopchampions.com, which is our website, which has links to all of the fun things that include our Reddit, the wiki. I haven't mentioned the wiki in ages. We've got a dude, BCP, on our Discord, who is the wiki master, who has done so much amazing work. And there's a bunch of other people who have helped as well. But seriously, the wiki is fucking awesome.
Cue the Wayne's World meme, we are not worthy.
Seriously, like the wiki is like is by far, like at this point, it is the, like a canonical memory of Tabletop Champions, because I have flipped through that and found just amazing stuff and been like, oh my God, I did do that 4 years ago. which reminds me, by the time this episode is going live, which is to say about a month from when I'm actually talking right now, it will have been 5 years since Sean, Ben, and I, and a few other folks along the way, met and played D&D for the first time. And I just want to say that it's been an awesome 5 years, and I look forward to being sentimental in exactly 5 more years. So that's the last of those. But seriously, it's been awesome, and I'm dying. No, sorry, I just thought it'd be funny to add that there. No, all right. Well, anyway, you can also, of course, just reach out in all the other different ways. But again, tabletopchampions.com has all of that. So until next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.